You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show.
Get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud. If you want to have fun, to do something. If you want to have fun, to do something. Get crazy, get wild.
Bing is for doing.
And we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Jersey Shore, Season 6, Episode 5, Mermquad.
And you know what's so weird? This is one time I could have done it. Because I'm sober. You know what? And I'm so... And by the way, I'm so grateful. I'm sober because I forgot we have huge, huge, huge special guests in studio with us. But before we announce, let's go around the table. Kevin K. Wawandagar. Next to me is Whisper.
Jessica Kingpin. King.
Okay, and so for those of you who don't know, laryngitis, legit, but such a trooper, came in. Amazing, and she's going to fight through.
Because I love you guys.
Yes, we love
you
too.
Love you.
Across the table.
We got Roxy Rookie Stryer.
Okay, one half of the meatballs. You're like Dina. You're,
I know, balls.
Matzo ball. Matzo ball. Only one matzo ball. Okay, and next to her.
I'm going
to
hold auditions.
Yeah. No, we have one. You've got right next to you.
Oh, you're a temporary meatball, matzo ball?
Okay. I'll be a matzo ball, meatball.
Okay, who? You're,
and I'm Erica Evite Vieira.
You don't love your Jersey Shore name we gave you. It's amazing.
It's growing on me.
That's amazing.
Sparkle. She wants the nickname Sparkle.
No, Sparkle. Stop. No, because you're almost not a Sparkle fan if you come up with that name.
Because
no? There's nothing to do with it. It's going to be
Sammy
Sweetheart.
Reminds me of Whitney Houston.
All right, anyway, so guess what? In studio with us.
I can be a fan of
wait,
both.
You guys. I'm so glad I'm sober for this. I'm so excited to have you here. It's an acquaintance of mine.
I think she's glad you're sober, too.
Actually, no, you're so glad. No, because I'm all over the board, and I make no sense. I make less sense than I'm going to make tonight. But we have the host of the Jersey Shore After Show with us, Amy. And Amy, what did we decide your name is going to be?
Amy Path Attack Path Wrath. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh my God, and like, you're blonde.
I know.
I mean, last time I saw you, you were all red.
I was single. I was a redhead.
And now you're taken now.
I am engaged.
No!
Oh, yay!
Oh, my God.
Getting hitched. It's a big deal.
Wow.
I just had a Jersey Shore style bachelorette party
in Vegas.
The way to do it.
By the way, Amy, I know you from E, and like we've done some stuff together with Maria, but you're so funny and witty, and you're one of those hybrids who can host, but then also act and do comedy. And tonight to see you in this little mini dress and spray tan, I loved it. I was so excited to see you all jerseyed up for the...
Thank you. It's very fun. It's like putting a costume on. I put the jewelry on. I get the hair teased. I got spray tanned by Paula, Mike's girlfriend.
Mike's girlfriend. So tell us how that went.
This was really bizarre. So I show up in Seaside. We have a rehearsal. And of course, Sally Ann's like, you need a spray tan. I'll happily oblige, of course. Like, they send me to the salon. And I show up. And this girl looks just like Paula. She's got like these thick nails, like stuff hanging off of them. Like, that's what girls in Jersey are doing. Not like simple little glitter manis like we do. They have like bows and like charms coming off, so her nails are like this
trendy.
And like, yeah, right. I was like, you look just like Paula. She's like, I am Paula. And I was like, oh, okay. So we're in there and she's spraying me and she's like, Mike da da da, this Mike
da da da,
no yada yada yada, let's bring this out.
She had nothing but good things to say about Mike, honestly. They just hadn't seen each other in a while when I saw her.
Why did they break up?
I don't know. We don't know. We'll see what happens, though. I think they're one of those couples like Sammy and Ron who are like always going to come back like an on again, off again situation.
You gotta give us something, she said. Come on, a little something.
There was something, I guess, that happened with a prank with some cake, and he was really mad at her about that. Like, someone put balls on cake, and then he ate it.
All right, I think, here's the thing.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Does that count as an exclusive?
I actually think she said enough. I think you said enough, because I
balls thought, on cake?
No,
no,
not the
no,
balls
we
of
thought
cake.
We there together.
Ronnie and Sammy are genuine. I feel like Mike, it was just someone there in the moment. He was sober. It was just having someone with him. I feel like this isn't something that's going to go on those two.
On tonight's episode, he says that the only reason he wanted to finally ask her out is because she gave him good sex and nice chocolate.
Afterwards.
If that's why you want to be with somebody, not sure if it's going to
last. I think she's just convenient.
That's it.
He's sober. Right. He can't party. He can't do what he wants to do. She's there.
At least for the summer.
And she's cute. And
for this show.
She kind of checks all the boxes, and for now, she's there.
Okay. So you also mentioned Sally Salsano. We're huge fans of hers. So tell me, like, what that's like.
Sally's a force to be reckoned with. She's a woman that knows what she wants, and she will get what she wants. And she's a badass.
Is she Snooki with a brain?
She kind of is, honestly. But she doesn't put all the work in that Snooki does. Like, Sally Ann is in a 495 hoodie or a Jersey Shore hoodie, like, 24-7. Like, in between takes,
she's
freezing. And so I'm wearing these hoodies. She's like, you look like me, except 40 pounds lighter. Like, she's hilarious. She's a hard worker. She goes to bed at, like, 2 in the morning and is back up at 6. Yeah, and just around the clock, always calling the shots.
And that's what it takes.
That's what it takes.
That's what it takes.
Yeah. She's got, like, Seacrest hours.
I wonder, you know, I don't know where it all goes from here. I just wonder if they haven't all peaked.
For Sally Ann?
Everybody, all of them.
No.
She has multiple shows, though.
She does have a lot of different shows. And they're.
She's going to have a lot of shows, but she's never going to have that big hit.
It's one of those, like, lightning in a bottle. You capture it twice? Who knows? Mm-hmm. But this will afford her, I feel like, an amazing career on out because everyone's going to work with her.
No. She's whatever. She's firmly ensconced in pop culture. She's going to be very well off. She's going to sell $4.95. She already has it for a lot of money. No, that's not my point. My point is, you know, is this
the big hit?
Is this the big hit? I mean, I know, like, I think of my friend Mark Cronin, my mentor, who I worked with, had the whole
Rock and Love
franchise.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, with Mark now, he's enjoying his life. It's just, it's like boxing or any sport. It's just sometimes you punch yourself out. You just don't have that same.
But
it's just not the same.
Is he enjoying by choice? Or
what's that?
Is he enjoying his life by choice?
Yes, oh, for sure,
but
by choice.
But it seems like a personality thing, because from what it sounds like she's kind of a worker, a workhorse. And for people like that, they never turn off. And maybe she'll
I know, but will she have? But this was magic what happened on the show, you guys. I've heard from people, I've heard from their reps that their knock on her is that she says it's all her. And they're like, we have a say in this too. It was the situation. It was Jen. It was JWoww. So just saying.
I think Sally had a huge hand in this show.
Of course.
The show wasn't this when it first started.
But the knock from the
rep. It was a Guido dating show. It was like Rock of Love, but with Guidos. And Sally Ann came in and saw this treatment and was like, I don't think you should do that. I think you should put them in a house together and do like 8 of them like the Real World. So that's how this became Jersey Shore.
Just
and
the fact that she Snooki cast
wasn't
them.
Even an original cast member.
Just the fact that she cast these guys.
Sally Ann picked Snooki out.
And then she gets all the credit in the world just for casting. My point is, I am predicting that she's not going to have anything like this show. As great as the show and having the numbers. I'm just saying, because this is just something really special.
I think time will tell, too. I think someone who's got it, I mean, you could say that about a lot of people out there, you know. I mean, Oprah or whatever. I'm not saying she had a lightning.
But even Oprah, that's it.
No,
done. You're never going to see Oprah do it.
How long was she on the air?
But this show's going, and she was, and that's amazing. But this show's going off. That's it. Done.
I can't even believe we got 6 seasons out of this show.
I know.
I mean, that's insane.
I think that's shocking as well, with one the same cast.
And by the way, and I'm actually going to say this. I'm back in after tonight's episode.
Yeah, totally. Invested.
Sure. I'm back in.
No, tonight was great. We've got a lot to talk about, and we haven't even gotten to the major topics yet, Kev.
So I know. So listen. So last week,
that's my job. To
last
keep
week,
track.
Our power went out in our studio because of all the floods. We lost power. So Phil had like. So we went to generator
in LA.
That doesn't make sense.
It wasn't enough to power this part of the studio. So we weren't able to do it. What was interesting though, Amy, you'd love this. Because we are the Jersey Shore, normally, like, it is a sloppy drunk fest. They started passing the mic and telling sex stories, which was...
Okay, that's not how it started,
I wasn't here. All
Here's
I heard was the good stuff.
So Phil was like, listen, Roxy, we don't have electricity, but we have these handheld mics that are battery powered. So we're going to pass this one around. And we're just going to, the two of us, well, there are four of us there, but he's like, we're going to start by talking about the original filming of the Jersey Shore. The very first episode we did at Emerson, if you remember, KLM.
That should start our whole network, by the way.
Oh, wow. Jersey Shore?
Yes. Me and Roxy, we did the first show together.
It was 3 years ago, season two. We did the first show together in the basement of Emerson College. And it was the two of us, Phil and Pat Lambert.
That's crazy. All survivors.
That is crazy.
It was insane. Insane. We didn't have visual. We had no, whatever. Nothing. Anyway, so we started by talking about that. And then shit just blew up. I mean, we got to hear some crazy sex stories that are better off not being repeated. And we decided at the end of the episode can never be aired.
Now, Phil, do we still...
It's too much for audience
Phil, ears. Do we still have it? Or did you delete it?
I think now that you've mentioned it,
we do still have it.
You can't bring it up and then not play it.
You know what? I'm just so excited to hold this over all your heads for the rest of your careers.
That is blackmail. Yeah.
Could I give you the
I didn't say anything. I was the most boring person.
I'm going to give the exclusive.
Guys, one at a time.
I'm going to lower your mics because I can. But so here's the thing. We're looking into who's right. It's an unairable episode as of yet because of Gabby. But I think we might air it. I'm leaning towards that.
If we get enough iTunes comments about airing it, then we'll air it. So you have to go to our iTunes, 5-star us, comment, and say you want to see the episode.
You want to find out how Roxy lost her virginity.
Deleted scenes.
Quite the story.
Right?
I feel like it my mic's quite still down, Phil. Can you guys hear me?
No, we got you.
It was. Okay. I was there.
Am I loud enough?
And it was a great story. It was a good story.
Now, Amy, I don't know if you know this, but Roxy had her stomach pumped at 14.
I did not know
that. I think almost everybody in the world knows that now, Kevin.
But that's what
Kevin's favorite story to tell.
Yeah, because it makes her so eligible for the show. Like, that's why she... By the way, you know, Roxy's the one that knew the situation was on drugs before all of us.
You could tell.
Predicted it
really?
Seasons ago.
I knew what drugs, I knew...
Yeah, she called it all.
All down the
way. Where did you grow up?
In Boston.
Yeah. No, hardcore. Like, no, we have an all-star lineup here.
Yeah.
Believe me.
East Coast love.
All right, so we open up with JWoww and Roger. Roger battling. It seemed like he was battling the bouncers, but he pushes her aside. She throws a drink in his face.
Yeah, because she says she threw the drink in his face to calm him down. I still don't really understand the logic there, but...
Okay. Works every time.
It calms me down.
Yeah. Wouldn't you love if we were at the bar and you were bitching somebody
some
and I was just like,
face.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep. Boom.
Ah, zen.
Like, seriously? She's got to know. That's an issue. She's instigating, but at the same time, it seemed like he pushed her before.
Wait, no. He had pushed her.
He pushed
her.
Right.
She wasn't instigating.
So she was saying, I did it to calm him down, but really... I'm sure she did it because he shoved her and she threw a drink in his face. And if she had just said that, I would have said, damn right you did.
By the way, a shout out to Ryan, who's our friend of After
Ryan.
Buzz, has been in studio with us. We've been out partying with him. I text with him every now and again. And, of course, who better than to mediate but good old Ryan.
Love him.
Who stirred up so much trouble on the Polythene project.
No, he was great.
Did you see Jerry lingering in the background, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's great because they have their show now, the Pauly D Project.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's good. I like when MTV, you know.
They'll crossover.
Crossover.
Cross promotion.
Exactly. Good for them.
But, I mean, Roger was, he was blacked out. You think Roger, a little roid rage?
Yeah. I mean, look at him.
For sure.
Look at his arms.
Yeah. I mean, and why did he get so angry anyways? He just seemed like he wanted a fight.
What was the fight about? Is anybody...
Okay, she's saying because he was getting aggressive with her, the bouncers stepped in to grab him.
Oh, no. There was already full-on fight happening.
He was fighting another guy?
But this is what they're claiming.
Yeah.
This is what they're claiming. Is that...
All I know is that watching this segment made me incredibly dizzy, and I couldn't tell what the hell was going on, and that's how I knew the Jersey Shore is back. Like, when you're watching
and
you feel nauseous and dizzy and confused and like you want to take a shot just to make it go away.
And by the way, and Roger, who's always so charming and gregarious, at least when I see,
so protective of Jenny.
The mask fell off, and he was just like, I know who you are. He, like, went total greed on him.
Well, we have our resident Snooki JWoww person over here who does the show, and I hear from Gabby that they fight all the time on the
shout.
They
shout,
fought
shout.
A lot on the Snooki and Jay Wow show, a lot. But he wasn't. He never got drunk or belligerent like he did on this
violent.
Episode. And this was not violent. And this was a new. I mean, he was kind of a. He, now and then he would be, you know, kind of the jerky boyfriend. But this was a whole nother level. And see, and honestly though, being a fan of Roger and Roger and Jay Wow's relationship, it was kind of disappointing to see. I mean, granted, Jay Wow was in his face. I mean, she shouldn't have been there. No girl, like what they were saying throughout
the
show.
Would you shove your girlfriend to the side?
No, no.
And then to say
no.
Because she deserved it.
And well, I was going to get there. So she shouldn't have been there, but Roger should never have touched her. And when she was trying to get him out of it and say, hey, you didn't recognize me, she was trying to give him an out.
Right.
And he was like, no, I did. I did.
And
then she was
like,
why'd you do it? And then at that point, you're like, ooh, I don't know about this.
Tough.
So it wasn't cool.
Amy?
Well, I do agree that no guy should ever shove or punch or anything to a woman. But in that situation, there were fists flying everywhere. And in his defense, he was trying to get her out of the way so that no one else punched her in the face. And you know Jenny. Jenny's a feisty girl. Yeah. She thinks that she can fight dudes. She can't. I mean, these guys are Roger. Like, his arm is the size of my leg. He's a humongous dude.
Yeah, he's huge.
So he wants to fight his own battles. And I think that's where that instinct came from of, like, Jenny, not right now. Because if he turns his head, it looked like somebody else was going
to
punch him,
too. I'm flipping back to Team Roger. Thank you very much,
Amy. I was a little Team Roger in that situation.
No, now I am because of you.
I was going to say, that's a really good point. Also, he pushed her out of the way of the line of fire. And he didn't hit her. He pushed her.
He grabbed her. And it was like a mother, like, throwing a child. Like, don't. But when I told you. That
and you're right.
Snap moment.
I'm stuck. I don't know.
And but punches are being thrown and things like that.
When you look
at
it, though.
It's a safety thing.
Yeah. When you look at it, because I rewound it, too, like, a couple times.
I did, too.
I was like, did he really do that?
I know.
When you look at it, exactly what you're saying, he was trying to get out of the way, but... It was a very aggressive push.
Well,
it wasn't like a out of love, like, girl,
move. Oh, of course.
It was like a boom.
But he had adrenaline.
Exactly.
It was
adrenaline.
Serious.
I don't think you can turn
adrenaline.
Off that.
It was, I think it was the steroids.
Right, by the way, he's told her this before, so there could be a frustration there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. And he even said that later to Ronnie. He's like, oh, she's always got to be there. She's always got to be right. She's always got to be in control. So there's probably some underlying issues within this relationship, and I think he just...
And I'm saying, Roger, the meal ticket, easy. What are we doing, buddy? Like, what are we doing?
They could easily get their own spinoff. I could see that happening.
Big time.
A wedding special. Yeah.
He's pretty charming. He's pretty engaging. I really enjoyed him when they featured him a lot on the Snooki and Jay Wow. And I think his involvement with the show added a lot. I think it was necessary.
He was kind of a dick to Ronnie on the phone, though. I didn't understand that. I mean, first Ronnie goes and calls him. I thought that was really nice of him in general to do because he's really Jay Wow's friend.
Right.
And then on the phone, yes, I get he's still heated, but... I don't know.
I thought he was more just, he was being a dick to Jenny and to
Ronnie.
Ronnie.
For sure.
I mean, he's loved by all the guys in the house.
They adore him. They seem to look up to him.
Love him. They are. Like, Ronnie and him are legitimately friends outside of Jenny. And I think they would be friends over Ronnie and Jenny. They're that tight. They're like they look up to him like he's their older brother.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I think he has that kind of strong presence about him. And I think the guys love that. And he's funny.
He is.
He's funny.
He's like the wise old man, but yet can still party with them on the weekends.
Yeah.
Like the cool dad.
Yeah.
We were saying last season, like those two last season were like the matriarch and patriarch of the house.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it's so funny to see Jenny go from season one to now.
Having sex with Roger.
It's so
the running
bizarre.
Joke. Yeah.
Well, I was saying, I've said many times, even before this show, you know, the shelf life of a city guy and girl is so much shorter. They age so much faster because they party so hard. They're all out doing whatever at 13, 14 years old. And so by the time they get to this age, they're out of gas. And when I saw that first episode, they all got back. Did you notice they had dinner and they went up to the roof deck and kind of like, unbutton the top button of their pants, let their stomachs hang out, and they were just all exhausted. And I was like, oh my God, like, think of what 3 years has done.
I am like a praying mantis.
Yeah, no, no longer praying mantis, you know, just punched out.
But then we're seeing the one coming in from behind, the person we all were a little iffy at first, Dina, is killing it, bringing the alcohol back, bringing everything back.
But...
We're not there yet, are we?
Well, no, not even that. No, but I said to you, I whispered to Roxy, is it too much too late?
Yeah.
Is it too much too late?
I
Dina coming in.
I think she's always had that personality, but the fact was, with Snooki being such the star of the show, she was always the focus. So I think Dina was there, and she pulled some crazy stuff in the last couple of seasons. Some of those dance moves, her no underwear, the making out with all the girls, she pulled crazy stuff, but the focus was always Snooki.
Snooki wasn't going to ever let Dina steal her spotlight.
No stealing of thunder.
But guys, like I'm saying, this is perfect proof that it's lonely at the top. Because poor little Dina.
At the top of the bar, literally.
She's standing on top of the bar. She has nobody there with her, just crying. I mean.
You know what? It was also very telling is that she got arrested, and I didn't hear about it. Remember when Snooki got arrested? It was national news.
It did come out.
I mean, it came out, but your job is for it to come out. You would know.
You mean you found it.
But
yeah. I don't know. I saw it on Twitter or something, but I follow MTV. I follow E.
But mainstream civilians, you know, like me, I didn't
think Dina is a household name like Snooki is. Mm-hmm. Like, grandparents who have never seen the show know Snooki, but they don't know Dina.
Yeah.
Dina is the second fiddle. You're right. Yeah. So now she has her opportunity, but yet she's solo. So it's not as fun to go out and party by yourself. It's depressing.
Yeah. It's depressing.
There's a fine line between like having a good time and being an alcoholic.
I get depressed just watching her up there drunk on the table.
But honestly, props to her for trying to make good TV because she didn't stay
giving
in the
it
house.
Her all.
Yeah. She's mm-hmm. giving it her all.
She's partying like it's her job. And it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It is her job.
She's sitting there and Sammy's like, she's like, I'm going to audition you to be a meatball. Sammy tries to come with her, but whatever, she leaves too soon because she wants to go out there. She wants the cameras on her. She's trying. Mm-hmm. She's really trying
giving
to make it. Yeah.
Well, and also keep in mind, she hasn't been on the show as long as everybody else. I mean, she's two seasons behind also.
Yeah, that's
so,
what
you know, she, I mean, I give her props. I'm a fan of hers. I feel like she's always bringing it. She's always trying. But yeah, she's always going to be second fiddle to Snooki.
No, I love what she's doing, but I'm saying it's just, I think it's too late.
Oh,
I think we're past that show.
Kevin.
I think it's too much, too late.
I kind of agree with you.
Yeah.
I do. And Dina's so sweet, and she really is nice, but it does feel like she's trying really hard at this point. And
right.
No one likes to see someone try that hard.
I know.
Props to her for looking good and losing weight.
She does.
Yeah. She does. She has a great little
fresh
figure.
Diet. Yeah.
Fresh diet? Is that what
I've
that is?
I've done it. It's good.
What is it?
Delivery system.
Oh, is that what she does?
We get it at the house.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's delicious.
Kevin's
and it
fan.
Works.
Can I jump? I want to jump back for a second. Going back to JWoww and Roger, does it make it worse that she actually she was fractured? Her ankle or her foot was fractured?
No, it's the line I was saying earlier about The Sopranos. This is the life we chose. That's the life.
Not by your boyfriend.
It's just, but you guys, that's life on the Jersey Shore. That's the life you chose. It just comes along with it.
It's true.
From like a stranger, maybe.
But when you're at the shore and you're a shore girlfriend and you're with your gorilla juicer, that's life on the shore.
And you're wearing those massive stilettos.
It comes along with it.
I'm guilty of course.
You got to take the good with the bad. I don't know what good there is, but you got to take the good with the bad.
The bad with the bad.
Excuse me, you don't know what good there is.
No, you're right.
All you do is talk about how much you want to be on the show.
I know, that's all. I kept saying to Roxy, I'm like, they haven't. So much fun. I said, but you don't even get it because you have this much fun in your life.
Kevin lives vicariously.
I never had this much fun. All I ever did was work, and I'm tired of it. Now I'm like, I want to like go. I want to get in the time machine.
Now he does. Now he has a good time.
I kind of do. Not
as often.
It's not as easy now when you're an established professional either. You can't like be throwing up the next day.
No, it's horrible. Horrible.
Unfortunately, I had college. I don't know about you guys. So I had these crazy 4 years. And by senior year, you're like, okay,
over
I'm good.
You're done.
Where did you go to school?
Year.
Were you back
in Mizzou? University of Missouri.
Oh, my. So you party.
I did party.
Yeah, those guys party. Yeah, they know how to have fun. But, you know, I was also saying about the party scene on this show. I wonder how none of them are aware enough to realize that this is the end of something. You know, for me, when I partied in college, but I remember senior year being like at the end when we were saying goodbye, like, wow, this is really a farewell tour because it's never going to be like this the rest of our lives where we just have a free pass, you know, a paid vacation.
Okay,
which
can
is
you
what
stop?
It was.
You're freaking me out because I'm in my senior year.
Okay,
right now.
And you
I'm
should, and, right? No, and Roxy, you should be more aware because if you're not,
soak it up.
Roxy.
Oh, she lives in LA. That life continues.
Were you
it's
aware?
True.
LA is the place where you can be 17 forever.
Yeah,
always.
So it's
Peter
very good.
Pan
you're lucky.
Syndrome.
You're
yeah.
lucky here.
Okay,
but when you were a senior, Amy, were you aware that the party was coming to an end?
Totally.
But a lot of people.
I was also moving right here, and I couldn't wait to get out of Missouri.
So it's different for you.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't realize it, and what happens is when they 5-10 years go by and they're like, oh my god, I wish I could
yearning
so bad. By the way, I see this a lot of movie sets too, where they don't understand, like, you're making magic right now. This, what's going on mm-hmm. right now? You're working with these people. Like, even TV shows. Like, you don't understand if you're doing a sitcom or whatever. You're having this great exchange, and once it's over, it's over. And you will regret it, and you will miss it later. And all the bitching you did on set and all the things you didn't enjoy, you'll look back and go, I wish. You know, and what I'm saying is I'm sad for these guys because it's never going to be like this again. What this like this lightning in a bottle is never going to happen again. And I'm wondering if any of them are aware of it. It doesn't appear that way to me. You're going to say, Erica, that it does appear that way.
No. I was going to say is do you think that they're aware of it, but they're over it? Like, they're done. Like Snooki's pregnant. But like, J-Wow okay, and Roger.
They are done, but even that means you're not aware of it.
Yeah, they think they're done, but then they're
because they think, I'm done with this, moving on. Like, oh, yeah, you're moving on, all right. Not going to be the same. Enjoy this ride all the way to the end. They will regret. 5 or 10 years, they're going to look back and go, oh, my God, that was unbelievable.
Depends on where they're at in 5 or 10 years.
They will not be any greater than this. Neither will Sai Salsano, everybody. But especially not them. I especially will promise you that these guys will not be at the place they're at right now.
We can do whatever we want.
Well, I mean, it's an endless summer camp. Who doesn't want that?
That's what I'm saying.
And I think that's why this show is so popular, because so many people live vicariously through that constant party. I mean, you watch the episode and you can't wait until they're going to be at Karma or Bamboo, because that's the best part of the episode.
By the way, you're the first. Thank you for saying that. I say that every week. Yeah. I don't hear that from the rest of my table.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait. Okay, finally, get to Karma. No out to dinner. Like, they got to go out.
Because you're living a little vicariously.
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm married.
Erica, where have you been for 3 seasons?
I've been watching it with my husband at home on Thursday nights, going, okay, let's take a shot and go out.
I love it.
I don't know if you can be a monster ball, man. I don't know.
You don't know me well enough, girlfriend. You know.
She's going to get some shots.
Roxy, you're tough.
I'll rejudge.
Roxy, you're So,
girl, yeah, you're in college. I did that, and trust me, it won't end in college. You'll still be partying.
No, it's not going to end with Roxy.
No.
Roxy's the honey badger. She doesn't care.
It gets better after college, let me tell you. It gets a lot better. Especially
what we
here
all
in
say
LA.
When we get old. It gets better.
It's 3 years.
No, by the way, no.
Hangovers get worse.
For most civilians, listen, can I tell you something?
That's a bitch.
For most civilians, it does not get better.
That's true.
But in Hollywood, it does get better.
I think it gets better.
Hollywood's where it's at. We have events every night of the week.
We could go to Vegas.
For free, you can definitely go to Vegas, and
mm-hmm. everybody's like, are
if
we
you're
talking
a woman
about the
in a short skirt, you get the keys handed to you.
New York and LA.
Yay, I love it.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
All right, Amy, we gotta go out. We gotta show Roxy how it's done.
Okay. So listen, so the foot gets fractured by Jenny, you know, and I love how Snooki's just excited to have a friend. Vintage Snooki.
So this propels them to go to Karma.
No, but back to that, I love how it's like, okay, Jenny breaks her foot. It's still all about Snooki.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's about everybody else. It's always all about Snooki.
But, you know, again, I think a lot of people don't give her the credit she deserves because she does have an it factor. You know,
she's Snooki.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally. She's in the doctor's office. It's about her height. Even if you look in the background when they're talking to Jenny, she's playing with the wheelchair. I mean, she's just always making good television. She's creating moments all the time.
She's great.
But I love how her concern was that she would have a friend now that she had that Jenny had a broken foot.
But it seemed like JWoww was more concerned about Vinny's uncle than hanging out with Snooki.
All right, so let's go to Karma. I love seeing the Vinny family. I love Uncle Rico.
Mm-hmm. Nico.
Nico, sorry.
Yeah, there was Dino and Nico and Tino and Tino.
He just seemed like a creepy old man to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he was, but he was a Gweed. I loved that.
I loved that they made Snooki and get them the drinks.
Yeah.
What the hell is
pregnant
that?
Girl at the bar.
She seemed happy doing it. Give her a job. Give her something to do. Yeah. I mean, she's just sitting there.
You know,
she's just sitting there being all pregnant and stuff.
Okay, wait.
At
doing her mom dance.
Let's go around the table. And I'm thinking if one of you guys were pregnant, wouldn't we all be a little more sensitive? Do you think that they would be a little bit more, people would be a little more doting over someone who's pregnant, a little more careful?
I don't, it's Snooki though.
But I feel like she always complains about how badly she wants to be drinking or partying. And
yeah.
So I would think that they would be a little more sensitive.
They wouldn't make her because a drink she can't drink.
Okay, but
first of all, I'd never serve a pregnant girl if she walked up to the bar and asked for drinks. I'd be like,
But maybe they don't know.
You can't even tell she's pregnant.
Yeah, maybe
that's true.
She's pregnant.
She's a little meatball.
She's also smoky. She's going to get what she wants in that yeah. bar. You know, she's like, that's her bar.
Yeah, I doubt she even
and
had to go to the bar.
And they just want
to
be on TV. Yeah. Bartenders are hoping to
but I'm saying, do you think the group should be more like, be careful sitting down, here's your pill? I mean, I would be if someone was pregnant.
I mean, that's you, obviously.
Yeah. But I'm not saying, I think anybody, wouldn't they be if someone's that pregnant?
I think they were having fun with her. I think they were appeasing her. She seemed like she wanted to get up, have drinks. She was having fun with it. Okay. I mean, they actually, to be honest, they seemed pretty cool with
her.
They
were having fun with
her. Yeah, I think they were having fun with her.
I feel like everyone was very respectful of her.
I thought so, too.
But at the same time, she's not, like, disabled. She's pregnant. And I feel like, as a pregnant woman, I'll be the same way. Like, get off me. I'm fine.
Oh, hell no. You
know, I'm gonna work it
and milk it like Jenny. I'm gonna milk it when I'm pregnant. I'm gonna be like, no, get me what I want.
I feel like people doting on me would get annoying. I can do it myself.
I feel like Snooki's the kind of person that likes that though. Like she's a complaining pregnant girl.
Yeah.
So everyone's probably kind of just like
she
over
is
it.
Like that with Gianni. Yeah. Gianni does everything.
You guys are telling me Gianni's like under 5 feet.
Oh yeah.
I always was sitting here thinking that she was small and he was like medium size.
No. Have you seen them walking next to each other?
Well, I didn't realize that she was 4'8". I thought she was maybe 5'2".
She lost an inch.
Yeah, I didn't realize she was that short either.
Yeah, you know, so if she was 5'2", I figured he was 5'6".
Mm-mm. Can we? Barely.
Let's, 5 feet. Let's talk about the situation and his reacting at the bar.
Who?
Remember the situation?
When he was drunk people. I feel bad for him. I mean, the worst thing you can possibly do when you're getting out of rehab is surround yourself with what you're... Not only just the things you were in rehab for, but also just so much alcohol and drugs and people. And part of you probably thinks, thank God I'm not acting like that because that looks like a drunk idiot. But most of you is like, I wish I could have that much fun.
It's bad enough being around drunk people when you're sober, when you're not an addict.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine how much worse it is.
I mean, they tell you not, it's part, they tell you not to.
Yeah. Not to be in front of, the temptation. I mean, he's right there in front of the temptation. I mean, good for him for being able to, you know, refrain. And I don't know if it's partly because he's in front of the cameras and there's, like, that pressure.
Yeah.
But I think it would be tough.
I mean, we read in our news and gossip a couple of weeks ago that he does fall off the wagon a little bit for alcohol. So we know that it can't stay like this forever. But... for the time being, he's doing a really good job. I don't actually know how long it's been because, you know, we don't know whether this was really 4 days and we've seen it
Amy,
over
do you have
five
any,
episodes.
Any
of when this started from when he got out of rehab?
No, like the time span. How long they filmed?
How long they filmed? They did film for 2 months, 2.5 months maybe, back in August, I believe, or earlier, over the summer, 2.5 months or so. I don't know how far this in
Yeah,
was.
You know, this could literally be a few days in.
Yeah.
We don't know. So we don't know how long he's really stayed sober for and how long they're going to make it look like he stayed sober for. So I can definitely give him props because I can see him out and he's definitely trying and he's doing well. But knowing, it's funny because we watch this show, but we also know where these people are at in real life. Like we know that Roger and JWoww are engaged. So we can't really spend that much time talking about whether this fight will be the end all be all.
That's true.
So it's like the same thing with the situation. We know he falls off the wagon.
Right.
It's just a matter of when.
But let's at least say this. He looks great. He looks better
for now
than
he looks awesome.
He looks better than he's ever looked.
Oh yeah, he doesn't have like that puffy face look. He actually looks different. He used to sway a lot more. His words were all stuttering.
His words were always just like stuttering.
Yeah. I mean, he looks good. And I
know. It's just hard to talk about when we know that this doesn't last.
That's
so sad. I don't even know what to say. We'll see when it happens and we'll try to make sense of that.
He got very angry. And I've seen that in a lot of dry drunks. You know, that people off, so they get angry. Like, he wanted to just fight a guy for no reason. And what I've noticed is that they're really pissed that they can't party. And so they're just looking to take it out on somebody. And I've seen it so many times. Like, I totally could see it on him.
Hmm.
So.
Well, he's trying not to fight in the episode and the episode before.
Yeah, but he's ripped like Rambo. He kicks like Van Damme.
Van Damme.
Puts his head through cement walls. I mean, he's so not a fighter. It's like, really, Mike? Come on, buddy.
Seriously.
You're not a fighter.
He tries so hard, though. He just... like you were saying before, nobody wants to see somebody trying that hard. And he tries so hard.
He does
so
try
tough.
So
like,
hard.
I just feel like being like, breathe, buddy, breathe. You don't have to kick somebody's ass to be cool. Just
Yeah, be genuine.
But you know, he is. He's kind of backed in a corner. These people are like vultures attacking him.
He's
literally standing with his back against the wall. And these people, can I have a hug?
Like, just grabbing at him. You know, you would almost need to be, I would have to be drunk to do that.
Oh, I would have to be drunk to handle that for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's every day he's getting that.
Yeah.
So on one hand, I'm like props, but on the other, you know, it's hard.
And that's the thing, they all are. I always think about this too when they're in Karma or Bamboo or wherever they're at. Like, really, what's really going on around them? We see what the cameras are filming and, you know, Dina's dancing, whatever, but what's going on around them? Like, what people are haggling them?
More and more,
what
you can see that when you watch the episode. It's becoming a big ordeal. You see just crowds of people following with cameras.
Yeah,
now,
they can't hide it.
No.
And,
no.
By the way, speaking
and it's all, at Jersey Shore, everything along the boardwalk is geared toward that show. Yeah. So there's like a Snooki, you can like throw the ball at Snooki's head. It's like games are now designed. So it's a big tourist attraction. And now it's getting harder and harder for them to film even because of these bystanders.
I want to go there now. I really do, just because of what I said.
I want to play the Snooki game.
I remember they had to push back the original filming of Snooki JWoww because the day they went to go film, there was such a mob of people around the house that they couldn't safely get the girls into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's how many people are there now, just like attacking.
They even showed it on the Snooki and JWoww show. They went to a nightclub. I think it was in Miami. I forget where it was. But there was an instance where they were up in a table, and it got so bad because people were throwing stuff. And then Snooki was pregnant. And she's like, "What?" She said, "What the hell am I doing here? Seriously, I'm pregnant. This is not safe. I don't want to be here."
That was a
before
Cancun
or after
episode.
She filmed
it. Cancun. Yes. Thank you,
If you actually go to YouTube, so you guys are talking about people with camera phones and things like that, taping them. You go to YouTube, you see a lot of those kind of videos.
Oh, really? I've never looked.
A lot of these raw videos. And you see, there's one I remember seeing of Ronnie and Vinny, and they looked so uncomfortable. Almost
frightened. Like in a fishbowl.
They were scared.
It's got to be weird.
Yeah.
It's got to be horrible.
It's like worse than the paparazzi because it's swarms of fans that just want to watch you.
They're like sipping their
drink. And how can you like really enjoy that?
Right.
Yeah, they're like in a corner.
I'm going to really let loose with this big crowd watching. Yeah.
Nice, though, that Paula comes by and at 5 in the morning. And Paulie, of course, being amazing, ushers her right up. And by the way, side note, Paulie, who's like next to Snooki, the legitimate like breakout star, still just such a great guy.
I love Paulie.
Right?
Love him. Sweetest guy ever. Like, the nicest person. He's so fun and, like, just carefree. Like, he's never the one to bring drama, ever.
And humble still.
Yeah.
And he's hilarious. He'll just, like, yell out random words. Like, people just love him because he's just so random and
he seems like that on the show, so he's actually legitimately
like that. Yeah.
That's
awesome. I think they all are very representative of who they really are, just maybe a little more amped up because of the circumstances.
Because they're wasted.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't, what's interesting when you mention that, you don't ever really, really see Paulie get that wasted, like the girls do, or like, you know, situation day.
Because his goal is always to, like, bring a girl home.
Ronnie.
And you can't be passing out on someone when you're getting action.
Yeah. So. I hope you forget about your boyfriend.
I mean, is that ultimately his goal? It's interesting, because I would like to see Paulie just completely let loose, and you actually don't ever, we haven't seen it.
Drunk.
Something, like blackout drunk. Like,
arrested drunk.
Yeah, something.
Maybe
he just
holds it well.
He's always in the background. He's always chill.
Yeah, he's got his shit together.
Yeah, he does. I mean, that's why, Kevin, he's be out there.
And that's why
he also has a reputation to uphold.
It's also because
he has a brand now.
Mm-hmm.
He's aligned with products. Yeah, SK Energy. Like, he's got a ton of different.
Legitimate.
I think a big part of it is that he also loves music so much that when he goes out, you know, they're playing these tunes. He doesn't have to get shit-faced because he just likes to be there. He likes to dance. He likes the music. He likes the company. Like, he likes this life, not just the drinking aspect. Like, as opposed to some of these people are like, whatever, the music's in the background, but I'm going to take shots. He's like, oh, cool. This is cool.
What do you guys think of the big eighth grade moment from Sitch that he wants to go? He's thinking of asking Paula to go steady. Maybe
so immature.
Going steady.
Take her to
going
take.
Steady.
Will you go out with me?
Can you go to the ice cream social with me?
I mean, thought it was sweet.
Again, it's hard to talk about knowing that they're not together. So
may I buy you a lime Ricky?
He's going to pass her a note.
Yeah.
Check yes or no.
I think she definitely deserves it. She's stuck by him. We saw her 4 seasons ago. This girl, it seems so sweet. She seems awesome.
Okay. She seems sweet. She seems nice. But at the same time, he's famous. He's out there. How do we really know what kind of relationship it is and the type of girl she is?
It's definitely true.
She seems cool, but
she was very cool when she spray tanned me. I really was like, I could go out with you, Paula. And we became Facebook friends, and I said, if I'm ever out there again, like, I want to go hit the boardwalk with her.
She's cool.
She's really chill.
Yeah,
I think that's why they love her so much.
We have to send you undercover.
Let's do it.
No, seriously. You're in.
With Paula?
Any of them. I didn't even think of that.
We're trying to plan our trip.
When's the next time you're on the East Coast?
We're done, actually, with all the after shows, but there will be, I believe, some kind of finale, which we hasn't been decided yet, either there or here. I don't know. I usually find out like 2 days before
traveling.
It'll
probably be there. I hope it's
there. I want to go to the East Coast for the holidays. So, I'm like really making a bid to get out of LA.
Oh, rocks. What do you say?
Yeah.
We hit New York City. Because remember, Gab, it's her birthday. It's Gabby's birthday around that time.
Yeah.
The matzo ball Christmas. Who you haven't met.
Okay.
Who's also from E. And we were going to go last
Gabby
year.
Gabby DeSpiro? No. Clearly not. No.
Gabrielle Lauren Shutter.
Anyway.
Otherwise known as Sassy Gabby.
I love the fact that you can hang out with them. Oh, wow. We have a double agent. I'm so excited. All right. Listen, let's do news and gossip. And then we're going to, before we do predictions, I got to pump Amy some more about these guys and, of course, her own career. So,
all right.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so I'll do it. I'll make it quick. Speaking of DJ Pauly D and his career, he was in the middle of a lawsuit that a settlement was just made. Supposedly, a Connecticut-based DJ named Paul DJ Pauly had sued him for trademark infringement. And basically, he's saying that DJ Pauly D has the same name, and he's ruining this DJ Pauly's G-rated reputation.
And let me guess, it was settled out of court, right? And terms were undisclosed.
An unspecified settlement.
They were suing him and Viacom.
Yeah,
right.
And Viacom.
An unspecified settlement.
This is a sick joke.
So see, I predicted it. So can I, now you want it all explained to you?
He's basically saying.
And this one you guys don't get a rebuttal for because I've had to deal with this too many times. Because this is what you deal with when you're a celebrity. Amy, this is what's coming for you, so you better pay attention.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm paying attention. I'm going to stop tweeting.
So, most of celebrities are targeted because of the fact that they're celebrities, and most of the time they're not going to fight back. They're just going to, in the mafia, we say pay the vig. They're just going to pay it and move on. Attorneys know this, and that's why they come after you for that reason. And let's just say you get one person that's going to, like Maria, who's going to go, fuck you, you don't get anything.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. I'll fight you to the end of the earth when you get a crazy Greek or someone of that ilk. Then the other opposing lawyer usually says, okay, but I'll keep going because I like the publicity. It's really, really bad. And I can't tell you, I don't want to say the celeb names of the celebs I know. And the amount of money is staggering.
What they've lost by trying to fight?
What they've handed over.
So what they
and
said.
I mean, one celebrity was literally 3,000 miles away from where the alleged incident took place and still paid.
What?
So what happens?
Is that your advice then, is to pay it off or to fight it?
Depends on the situation.
I'm a fighter.
No,
I'm not going down. If I didn't do something, there's no way I'm giving you my money.
Amy, here's my advice.
I worked hard, theoretically.
Okay, so listen. Here's my advice. You have to have the right insurance. So you have to carry the right insurance because then it's all.
What's it like, celebrity insurance? So, I mean, what is it?
Like an LLC, like a business?
Absolutely. No. It's even if you have an LLC, no, they can still come after you personally. But no, you have insurance, and then your insurance will provide you with attorneys to fight it, and you let them battle it out. That's what you do.
All right. So if somebody else is named Path Attack and they call your lawyers, then you're fighting till the end.
Anyway, I haven't trademarked anything.
Anyway,
so
I'm sure
I should go to the patent office tomorrow.
I'm sure the guy didn't have the strongest case, but it doesn't matter. And I'm sure they just it's easier to pay them to go away.
That means he's making enough.
Well
off.
But he may have insurance as well, and Viacom obviously has got that part taken care of, so it is what it is. Next news item.
All right, this is kind of a lighthearted news item. Jersey Shore stars were sharing their stories of their worst jobs. Dina worked at Six Flags Magic Mountain for a week and couldn't stand it. Ronnie was a busboy at a catering hall, and he didn't like it because he had to work holidays. Sammy was a grocery bagger. J-Wow worked at a nursing home, and Mike, big surprise, was a stripper.
I'm surprised we've never heard that until now.
Wow.
That Mike was a stripper.
And then all
I have?
Yeah.
Like, where was
Amy?
I?
Well, you know, you don't do the after show. I understand.
Well, I did in the first three seasons, so I missed all of that.
Yeah, you missed it. Those were the juice into years. What was her name? Juliana?
Julissa?
Julissa years. Yeah, those
are
the.
This is
But by the way, all those like jobs until their lottery balls came up in the little lottery machine.
Yeah, they might still, I mean, you know, Dina might still be working at Six Flags.
She might have to go back after.
Yeah.
But, okay, so speaking of Mike the Situation, MTV announced that it's debuting a new web series featuring the Situation.
So bizarre.
And Tyler Posey from Teen Wolf. And in the show, what they're going to be doing, this is totally random, they're going to be asking CNN lead political anchor Wolf Blitzer from the Situation Room questions from young voters right leading up to the presidential election on November 6th. So the first spots are going to be aired on October 16th, and it's going to be on powerof12.org and mtvnews.com.
All right, Amy, I'm expecting you to be so facetious right now, and you're like nodding your head like, yeah, you know,
because
I
think
that.
It's a valiant attempt on MTV's part to get people interested in the election, and I applaud that.
But
it's a missed opportunity by putting the Situation on it, because he's not someone that you associate with. Yeah, and you want to hear what he... Have you seen his ab workout video? Anyone watched it? You should go home and Netflix it. It's hysterical. Really? If you have any... If you think he is a good host at all, watch this.
Like, no, we don't think
that. The kid should not be hosting a show.
No, it should be a VJ or somebody.
It should be like Sway or someone
Sway
who's
or
actually...
Or Paulie even.
Or, no, even
or
Vinny.
Freaking Paprad.
Vinny has a background in
really
political
smart.
Science. Yeah. And I'm actually surprised if they wanted to like keep this Jersey Shore buzz and string it out, I would have thought they would have done Vinny.
I love that. Or Amy freaking Paprad. That's right, baby. You
come on,
right
MTV.
There.
Come
on. Okay, what else? We got.
All right. So moving on from there, last piece of news and gossip. It's about, you know, we're going back old school to Angelina, Roxy.
That's your girl, Roxy.
Your girl.
Yeah. Woo.
Roxy scored the exclusive with her in Vegas.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Good get, Roxy.
They're besties now.
So, anyways, she participated in an online video debate on Deyoon.com. And basically, she was really vocal about expressing how against gay marriage she is.
Okay, she's not my girl anymore.
Yeah. So listen to this. So she says that, "I love gay people. Quote, I have a lot of friends that are gay, and no offense to any gays out there. And if I'm offending anyone or you, I'm sorry, but I think gays should be married. I don't think gays should be married. If you want to date each other, fine. See how it works. In the end, they should marry their own type."
What?
That doesn't make sense. She says, if you're a male, marry a woman, and if you're a woman, marry a male. So Angelina's out there trying to be all political with her.
I don't understand people who support gay people in essence, but not gay marriage. That doesn't even make sense.
I have gay friends.
That's like, yeah, it's like making a racist comment and then being like, but Jessica's my friend. Like, all the time. People are like, I have gay friends, but I don't support that.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Then they're not your friends.
I give her a lot of credit.
For weaseling her way back into the news?
That's it. That's it. Exactly.
Snap.
Because she said something
she did right there.
Really stupid.
She did. Really stupid
ignorant,
and political.
And that's smart for her.
I'm right there with you.
If she thought it out.
There's other way we'd be talking about
right,
her.
Let's stop talking about it.
Okay. Yep. Silence.
Okay, and that is your what?
My news and gossip.
Nice. Very nice. Okay. Amy.
That leaves a sour taste.
You know these
friendship
guys.
Over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, word association.
Oh, God.
All right. I just want one word for each name we throw at you.
Okay.
Ooh, fun.
Vinny.
Quick.
Mole.
He
looks like a mole to me. I don't understand why girls are like obsessed with Vinny. My own sister is like, I need Vinny. I want Vinny's underwear. I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh.
It's weird. I look at him and I see a little mole.
A little mole?
A little mole. Like Ja Rule.
Is he short?
But Ja Rule.
He's little.
Is he really?
Oh, wait, Vinny's little?
None of them are tall.
He's short.
None of them are tall.
He looks tall.
He thought he was tall.
Isn't Polly kind of tall?
Not kind of tall. No. I mean, kind of tall is like 6 foot, right? He's definitely not 6 foot.
Really?
No.
All under 6 feet?
Yeah.
I thought Polly was.
I'd be the
probably for
one.
Casting purposes, just for film. Yeah. I mean, you've got Snooki.
You can't have a 6 foot guy with Snooki.
Roger looks big.
Roger is
big. They didn't cast him.
Yeah, he's not cast.
That's true.
Okay, here we go.
They should.
Quiet, please. Sammy.
Look at that face.
You gotta say something, not just the face.
She doesn't even have to say it.
Sassy?
Just like our girl Gabby.
Sassy?
Sassy, huh?
Super sassy. Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Go ahead.
She just, like, if you say something that gets under her skin, you feel it immediately. like, I have to ask some very awkward questions sometimes, and Sally will be in my ear, like, you know, prod her about this, and I do it willingly. It's my job. But you can feel the room when, like, Sammy is irked by something and the sass just comes your way. Like,
she's tough.
Does it ruin her attitude for the rest of the day?
It does. It does. And I saw it at the reunion last year. I had to like, make a joke about Ronnie going back to a strip club, and, like, you just felt the tension.
Is she the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet?
She really is, honestly. Like, she'll be really cool to you, and then the moment you cross her, it's like,
she just reminds me of the pretty girl in high school.
She's very pretty.
No, in high school. Meaning, like, not pretty, you're pretty, but pretty, like, you know, for what you see in local high schools. And those girls were always, like, just like that. Kind of sweet, whatever, but arms folded in the corner, in the fight with the boyfriend at the party. I'm not talking to him. And then, like, making up and, like, back and forth and back and forth. Like,
yeah.
You know?
It's, yeah. Okay. She's very representative of who she is on the show.
Okay, film music, please.
What kind of music?
I'm word association.
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. You were just doing it. We actually finally had a good engineering moment. Okay. Pauly D.
Silly. Yeah. I've had, like, fun interactions with Pauly. He's just cool and easygoing, and anyone can have a conversation with him.
All right. Situation. Phil, do you think we can get the guys out there to be louder? Go ahead.
Sleazy.
Ooh.
Sleazy.
Yeah. Have you made a pass at you?
Has he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? Wait.
What does he say?
He said things on camera, too, so it's clearly, you know, for the show of it. But then,
camera's off, what?
Yeah. No, I mean, nothing, like, overtly, but it'll just be like, girl, you've been working out, huh? You're looking good.
Nice.
Yeah. He's nice, but there's an ick factor to him for me. It's a little sleaziness.
As far as I know, everybody loves the situation.
That's right.
Because of that attitude. But that's right. I resist people like that, too. I'm like, really? Not everybody.
But by the way, don't you think that's the consensus? Or no?
Yeah.
That he's totally sleazy? Yeah, I think
he skeezes people.
Totally skeezy, sleazy.
Okay, so...
Snooki.
Attention starved.
Oh.
Yep. Yep.
And we don't even need a follow-up on that one.
Don't.
We're going to go to our counterpart.
Rox. Oh. Go ahead.
Dina.
Needy.
Yeah, totally.
Perfect. Perfect.
And that's you're a good combo. Needy and attention with Snooki and
that
Dina.
That is true. You're right. They make a winning combination.
And by the way, this is going off the fact that you know them.
What about Gianni?
I haven't met Gianni.
Okay.
Never met Rox. Gianni.
What about... We got Ronnie, the little juice head.
Ronnie's one of the ones that just kind of slides by, like
under the radar.
Yeah, I really don't have a very strong impression of Ronnie. Like, he's kind of like the guy that
we were out with him at the club, and he just sat in the corner. Yeah, and I said my boyfriend was just bland.
Bland is a good word.
Kind of bland.
Yeah, I would go with bland.
Or as one of our hosts here, Jesse Jandy, says, he's mayo.
Mayo!
Like mayonnaise. Just sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not.
Milk toast.
What about, and our last one is JWoww,
I would say real. She's the person that I could have, like, the most normal, honest, like, not a bullshit conversation with. Really, like, we talked about guys and,
she'd be your
like,
buddy.
For real. Yeah.
Okay.
She's a guard down, kind of like, whatever, let's...
How are they with, tell me about their interaction with Sally.
It's not really ever direct with Sally when I see it. It's other people. There's, like, handlers in the middle. So there's direct producers that will sit down with them and, bring them the drinks.
You've never seen Sally?
I've never seen Sally interact with them. Sally's up in the control room.
Yeah, she's up.
And there's all these...
She's working her butt off.
They each basically have, like, a chaperone, so to speak, that, like, brings them a drink in between takes and talks to them and keeps them on set and a wrangler.
Now, do you feel, cameras off, they are actually friends?
Yeah, I do. I do. They are. I mean, sometimes they won't have anything to say because they honestly won't let them talk either. Mm-hmm. There's been times when we're like having a conversation and they'll come over and stop us.
By the way, it's like
save
here.
Save it for the cameras.
We say it all the time here at AfterBuzz. We'll be talking during commercial breaks. We'll go, no, let's save it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, okay, I get
it. But you'll
that.
Catch little conversations and they talk about like, oh, I'm coming to your house this weekend and little plans that they made.
So they are still hanging out without taping.
It sounds
Which
like
Which ones
it,
would you say?
Well, this one probably was for filming. I think Sitch was going to stop by, like, JWoww's house, but I think they were filming the Snooki and JWoww show. Mm-hmm. But I do think Dina and Snooki are still really good friends.
Okay.
The girls are all really tight.
Even
Sammy. Minus Sammy. I feel like Sammy's kind of on the cusp of, like, not really caring either. Like,
what
she's,
about Polly Vinny?
Yeah, how real is that?
I don't even know if they're really in real life.
I feel like it's cool.
We were shocked about that, remember? Because he didn't make much of an appearance on the Pauly D show.
And I was expecting him be on that show.
Yeah. Right. And the
I
way
think
they...
for the purposes of Jersey Shore, they're like, let's, we love each other in this surrounding, in this environment. It's like work friends, you know? Like, when we left E, like, there was a very small group of people that I kept in touch with. And you're, like, best friends with them when you work there.
Oh, and it's over,
but then,
it's over.
Yeah, it's over. And you realize that's all we had in common, really, was that job. So I think that's kind of the situation with them. They love each other. They get along. Mm-hmm. But did they maintain a bromance? Not really. I mean, Polly's so busy, too. He's
so really
in and out.
So just the girls.
Really, it's just the girls, I would say.
Wow. And what do you think about Sammy and Ronnie's relationship?
I think they're legit. They live together from what I've heard. And
their interactions in front of you
are very real couple. Yeah, very much so.
They were texting each other that night from the bar. We were
Have you talked
on them.
To any of them about what their plans may be after this season? Or?
I have not, but I have a feeling that when we do this finale, that's going to be the big topic.
You're
going
to have to come back in for us.
Yes. I will come back in for sure.
Give us all the skish.
So, Amy, can you talk about your pilot or not?
Yeah, the pilot didn't get picked up, so it's a bummer. But that's why I'm blonde. It was for CBS. It was one of my very first multi-camera sitcom.
Network.
It was network.
Oh, my God. And that's totally huge. Because you know you remind me of Beth Bears.
Oh, thank you. I love her. She's I got to amazing. Interview for a show I was doing. She's super sweet. And she just got swept up and is on a hit show. So it can happen. That's where I want to go.
It will
thank you. Okay. I really love doing that. The live audience, it was amazing. I had the first line in the pilot. And thank God I had no idea that at a table read, like, network executives are there. I show up and we all have plaques and there's like 60 people seated around us.
Yeah.
And I'm
a lot
like,
of money on the line.
I have to speak the first word of this whole thing. I'm like shaking in my boots, but I didn't get fired. Someone else did. It was, it sucks. It later
yeah,
that
but
day.
It's good that you went through it.
It's great that I went through it. Cause I just did a spot on Hot in Cleveland and I was like, oh yeah, I've done this before.
And by the way,
I know exactly what's going to happen.
Amazing. Traditionally, this is how it goes. Like with Fran Drescher, for instance, you know, she didn't just get the nanny. You see, you can see old sitcoms where she was making guest spots,
all the time.
They're building it. Whereas, you know, Beth and Maria like to work at like 22 or whatever. It happens.
It does.
But the norm is what you're going through.
Yeah.
Pilot after pilot and
I'm happy
recurring
to do it
and walk on. No, that's how it goes.
Exact little co-stars, anything. Like, I'm just happy to be there and absorb it all because I know I have a lot to prove in that area. People know me as a host, so I've got to go through the ranks of becoming an actor now.
Right.
Just like anyone else. You can't just leap over.
No.
It's difficult, but it's fun, and I love it. And I worked with Regis on Hot in Cleveland. He's in my episode, so that was crazy. I'm like cool. In the presence of legends. Betty White and Regis Philbin in the same shows.
Yeah.
It's
Valerie
pitch
Burnelli.
Me.
Yeah. I love Valerie Burnelli.
Jane Leaves. They're just all wonderful. Wendy Malick. I admired her forever. They're just really amazing women, so it was cool. I was just looking around the room kind of like, felt like I snuck in. Like, how am I in this room?
No,
this
you
doesn't
belong
feel right.
There.
Thank you. But you know what I
but
mean?
But I knew that when I first met you, and I told that to you. You know, you have the it factor.
You did. I appreciate that.
You know, we're hoping.
Got it, girl.
Roxy doesn't have
it's
that.
It's all about
but
work.
She can
I'm
going to
work my ass off. We can party. Get well.
Okay. Rox, what else do we have?
No, we're good. We've got predictions, but then.
Oh, shoot. We get predictions.
Yeah.
You're After Buzz TV.
I mean, okay, so what the hell do we see next week? We see that right, Dina is talking to
her parents,
mom.
And the mother goes, what she said, the mother had a great line.
Mother
about,
has a fantastic line. Yeah. I can't
she's
quote
like,
it verbatim.
I just wanted to have a meatball day. And she's like,
oh, yeah, the judge.
When you're in jail, you can tell the judge you just wanted to have a meatball day.
Yeah, that was great. We see Paula and the Sitch become official.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And we also see
I think he's wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That says, will you go out with me?
Oh, my God.
But on the other end of the spectrum, we see a little bit of a breakup scene between J-Row and Roger on the phone. And Jenny tries to cry, but the Botox doesn't
matter. She's a horrible cry face. Horrible cry face.
It's kind of sad.
And, you know, it's you're right, frozen. Though, because so much of it's... Is that good?
I thought that was outro music, but that's literally
that?
In the hallway.
People yelling in the hallway. All right,
having
so
a party,
and that's our cue.
And
but you
that's
know what?
The music.
I want. It's gonna. It's now. It's hard to deal with the situation in Paula and
J-Wall
because we know how it ends up. So I think we just got to go back to drinking during these shows.
Go with the flow.
And we'll sober up when Amy comes back.
Yay. Can we not? Can we be drunk next
yeah,
time?
Yeah, we
Amy can join
That's
us.
That's kind of unfair that I get you guys like no. on the wagon. Amy, you're off. I can't keep it straight.
If you promise to come back, I promise to get you drunk.
Amy, I promise to come back. Amy, but someone has to promise to take me home.
And you're based in L.A., right?
This looks we'll really comfy.
You. No, we'll get you home.
We'll get you some Ron Ron juice.
I've crashed on many a futon. It's okay.
Are you going to be in L.A. for the next?
Yeah, I'm right, here. I'm around.
You know what I'm thinking? AfterBuzz TV Company Christmas party. Yay.
What?
Yeah. Oh, you
dude, yes.
Yeah,
I love a good holiday party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
200 okay. wannabes yes. being drunk and obnoxious.
All right, so, anyway. So.
Thank you, Amy, so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
It was really fun, you guys.
Tune in next week. Say hi to us on iTunes.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.